I just kind of get it started with, we really wanted to focus on the first quarter tonight with a majority of the, the guys that are going to be with us, quite frankly, and maybe a little bit into the second quarter. And I thought we started out well. Special teams really set the tone. They were very physical. They tackled, created turnovers. Defensively, the same thing. We got to the quarterback early, had a good pass rush, tackled well in the perimeter, and set the tone with field position, both with special teams and defense. Offensively, certainly we're not pleased about the start in the first quarter, three and out, two sacks individually. Individually oriented sacks, but nonetheless sacks, and we didn't look clean. We got the ball back quickly, and were able to move the football, running it, a couple of throws, and score. And then we had a short field, I believe, on the second touchdown. We're able to knock it in there. So, we certainly have a long way to go, and we have things to work on. But I thought the effort in the first quarter and the physicality of our football team and all three sides on the offensive line of scrimmage as well as the defensive line of scrimmage was good. As I already said, the slow start, and I was disappointed really for the second and third units on offense, because once Matt went down, we really limited what we were going to do offensively. We're going to run the football, try to use as much clock as we could, try to keep Josh as safe as we could through the second half, and really get out of the game without losing a quarterback. We lost Matt with a fracture on his left knuckle. I'm not sure about the time that he'll be out, but we're sitting there with two quarterbacks right now going into next week, and certainly that's something we're going to have to repair fairly quickly to get a third on the roster. I thought there's a competition up front. The competition up front defensively. Again, a good pass rush. Shea was involved. Corey was involved. Nate was involved, and that's a good thing. And we had some good back end play as well. Well, I think that you could see that we wanted to make sure. Part of our philosophy tonight was to allow our guys to come off the line of scrimmage to see where we were up front first, and give Matt an opportunity to just assert himself. And I thought the guys up front and in the perimeter, our perimeter blocking was very good as well. And we were able to break some runs, and that is an important start for our offense, is to gain the confidence necessary to be able to run the football first at Soldier Field and throughout the league where we play. I'm gonna look forward to watching the tape. I did see some good things. I really want to hold on the evaluation. I can tell you that from practice, and I've said it for the last week, that he's not making incremental increases in his play. He's really, really ascending a little bit quicker than that. Now, we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. It's just the first time he's played and hasn't played a lot of football in his life. So we'll look at the tape and do a better job of evaluating how he played in his first game. But just checking in with Aaron on the way off, he thought he had, a pretty good first time out. You always want to do that. I mean, the field position, we were on a short field, and we were limited to some of the plays that we had called and wanted to call in the first 15, and we really limited ourselves. We knew going in that if we had as many red zone opportunities that we had, we're going to have to run the ball, because we didn't go in there with a normal group of a number of plays necessary that we would have used or would want to use in a preseason game. So we were left to third down runs and doing other things to try to split a defense without exposing or using much of our red zone offense. So as I look back, you always want to be able to score touchdowns there, and we tried to do it, but we really didn't do it with a full complement of plays. The other thing, just thinking about that, Robbie had four field goals tonight, very good, and I think he finished with a 48-yarder to close it out, which was an important field goal. I think we certainly would like to, and he would tell you that he was certainly involved in the early play calls. Just situationally, things changed so dramatically because of the field position. We had a couple calls to him that we wound up going to other receivers. So at the end of the day, we always want him to be involved, but I don't know that any of this passing game-wise is any indication of the direction hopefully we're going, because we don't want to be a one-dimensional team. But Brandon hasn't had much practice time either, and it was good to see him go out and have an opportunity to make some plays, and to see that he was physically ready to do that was very encouraging. Well, I think we all are. I mean, I think Jay would tell you if he had to do over again, he probably would have kicked the ball out. You know, and I told him that's a play that, you know, I want to accept accountability for that too. It's a play we haven't run a lot of. I can do a better job of coaching it, and put him in a better position to succeed on that play, because he was in a position to do that, and we just didn't get it done. But it's something we can work on. He's shown me that he's not going to make the same mistake twice on any play that we've been running throughout camp. So I'm encouraged that a play will continue to run, and we've just got to do a better job of it, and I got to do a better job of coaching it. You know, you probably had a better view of it than I did. I felt that as I watched the line of scrimmage in the run game, you know, we were moving the line of scrimmage. We weren't getting pushed back for the few throws that we had. I thought the two of them played very well from my perspective. Now, I could be wrong. I'll have a better look at it tomorrow. But, you know, Jordan Mills is, you know, has deserved an opportunity to work. We'll evaluate it. As I said last week, you know, we haven't made any decisions on the five. This was the week to move people around with going into the third game next week. We did that, and now we'll evaluate and see where we are.
So will you automatically move again this week?
I would never say that, you know, standing here tonight. We're going to evaluate it, and we're going to see where we are tomorrow. And you'll be very, very much aware of where we think we are by how we go about practicing next week. But, we're going to look at this thing closely and see where we are.